Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Today, this teacher is speaking to himself. You get to listen in. And as I am being encouraged in the Lord, my hope is that you also may be encouraged in the Lord. And as we have often said from this pulpit, faith is 90% courage. Now, I'm going to make an effort. I have been making an effort to cling to God in a circumstance that I find myself in that never entered my mind that I'd find myself in. But the Word has, since the circumstance manifested itself, has been encouraging me, and I'm going to try to encourage myself continually in God. My Father and yours. I'm going to start out in the 50th chapter of the book of Isaiah, wherein it says, "Who's among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant that walketh in darkness and has no light? First thing I want to tell myself is darkness is not a sign that we have been forsaken by God. We are never to doubt in the dark what we have heard in the light. What's the response to this one that feareth and folks, I just wish the translators had given us a more relatable word, because those of us who are in Christ, we're not walking around trembling at God. We honor God. We want to revere God, and that's the sense of this word, feareth. He's our Father. We don't fear our Father, but would and do revere Him. Oh, is among you that revereth the Lord, that obeyeth? And I've said too often, or not, maybe not often enough, we get that word obey or obedience. We get it from the Latin. It's two words in the Latin, obedecere. Ob means to run. Decere means to the speaker or the sayer. Those of us who have been in this word for quite some time, that run to it, that run to the sayer who is God, who has preserved this word, that it may be effectual in a day when we might find ourselves walking in darkness and having no light. The word says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, in this 10th verse, we find the word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, capital letters. It says, let him trust in the name of the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. When you find this in the scriptures, this word being translated Lord is that word Jehovah. The self-existent one who has, through that name, Jehovah, given us revelations of himself through different activities described with that name, Jehovah. Now, I'm not going to describe my darkness to you today. And I'm really not without light. But it says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. We have names of God. Jehovah Jireh. What's your darkness? Is it necessity? Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Is it sickness? Jehovah Rapha. The Lord, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I love the way Tyndale translated that word. It says, for I am the Lord, thy surgeon. It's personal. A surgeon operates on one person at a time. Is it lack of direction? Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, translated, the Lord is my shepherd. It literally is, the Lord is shepherding me. Is it distress? Is it discontentment? Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. That walketh in darkness and has no light? Jehovah Shammah, that means the Lord is there. the Lord is here, present. Elijah, in his day, wherever he'd show up, people would look at the prophet and they'd say, as the Lord thy God of Israel liveth. And Elijah added, this, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, in whose presence I stand. We need to be continually aware of the presence of God, our Father, a name of God. I'm mixing messages today. If we went to the 84th Psalm, in the fifth verse, it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart, best translation, are the ways of thee. Look, this is a guy who feareth the Lord, who fears the Lord, who reveres the Lord, who runs to the Sayer, who runs to God's word, which he has preserved for us today. It says, and this blessedness of the man being described, whose strength is in the Lord, and whose ways of the Lord are in his heart. It's a condition which never changes. Conditions around this one, this man, or this woman, this blessed man, or this blessed woman, that condition of blessedness, that condition of being a beneficial recipient of God's calling, a privileged recipient, if you will, of God's favor, of God's grace, never changes, but circumstance in this one's life may change, but the condition of blessedness never changes. It says, who passing through the valley of Baca, and it means the valley of weeping. It never says here the reason behind the valley. It doesn't say how long the valley is. It doesn't say how deep the valley is. I want you to know, I'm going through a valley. And I thank God for it. And in the midst of this valley, it says, who passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. As I go through this valley, brothers and sisters, I hope by the word of God to make it a well for you, when you may find yourself in a valley of weeping, when you may find yourself in darkness without any light, it says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. We have a multitude of names. I've gone through this before. I have one book that tells me there are 74 different names of God, any one of which we can reach up out of the darkness and grab hold of and lean on with our whole weight, with the hope or expectation that, in fact, that word of promise will uphold us. Last week, I taught on the 91st Psalm. I'm going to go back to it today. As you recall, you know, it has three players in the psalm. It has, in the opening verse, the voice or voices of experience, whether they be angels or the heroes of faith described in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, many of whom were scoundrels, all of whom were sinners like you and me. But it says of God that he was not ashamed to be called their God. And the one common thread that all those who are named in that 11th chapter is faith. And as I've said so often, faith is acting on the promises of God as though they are more real than whatever circumstance we might find ourselves in, if in fact that circumstance is contrary to the word and the promises of God. We have the right in Christ Jesus to grab hold of the promises, the names of God, which are descriptive of his personality. God is a person. And that person throughout this book is showing off his, excuse me, his faithfulness, wherein that voice of experience, seeing down through history, God's faithfulness, says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, I would say, in the help zone of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then there is that second player in this drama, and that is you and me. And God is a person, and God and us. One theologian described it as the thou-me relationship, and our relationship with God is through words. You know, the 10th chapter of Romans says, we don't have to go up and bring him down. We don't have to go down and bring him up. The word is nigh. It is in your mouth. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth declaration is made. We are having a dialogue with God. And this first person says, literal translation, I will say to the Lord, Yahweh, He is the refuge of me. He is the fortress of me. He is the God of me. In Him will I trust. Lean on with the expectation. Lean on with my whole weight. With the expectation that it shall uphold me. That is the staff. That is the word of God. He goes on, that first person, the first speaker goes on and speaks of many promises that they have seen of God's faithfulness to the one who says, to God, the refuge of me and the fortress of me, the God of me in whom I will trust. They list many promises through their experience in the relationship and knowledge of the faithful God. The end of, in the 14th verse of this 91st Psalm, God enters the scene, and He is now speaking to the one who is saying to the Lord, You are the refuge of me. You are the fortress of me. You are the God of me in whom I will trust. It says, because He has set His love upon me. No, a better translation is because He clings unto me. You know, when Jacob wrestled with God, he clung unto the angel and said, I will not let you go. I will say to God, I will not let you go. It says, because he clings to me, upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. This ain't book learning, folks. This is a personalized experience with our Father. Who is not only in heaven, but is present with us now, in spite of what circumstance may attempt to tell us. It says, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Here's where I am in, so encouraged, folks. I will be with him in trouble. Praise God. Amen. No doubt. God, in the midst of this trouble, God is with me. And it says, and I, God, will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let that man who's in darkness and has no light, who feareth the Lord and who obeyeth, who runs to the Sayer, to God's word, says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. Two names I want to give you and then end. The first name is Father. Oh, that you, with me, may experience this relationship that we are having with our Father, not only in heaven, but here, our Father who created the heavens and the earth, who Jesus said, your Father knows what you have need of. Back to Jehovah Jireh. Whatever you have need of, God will, God does provide. And the last name I would have you know is that name, Jesus. It says in this 16th verse, I will, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yeshua is the Hebrew word. It is a cognate word. It is a cognate word of Jehovah, Jehoshua, helper. It is the Greek cognate of that word is Jesus, God, our helper and deliverer. And I praise God for his word. And by his grace and gift of faith, I say amen to all these promises that God has made available to me in Christ Jesus, and say amen. That's no doubt. And thank you, Father, in Christ Jesus, concerning me.